Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The Shark Tank. No jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. Mm-hmm. And today, I got a lovely lady in the building by the name of Miss Twerk Something, a.k.a. Saturday.
A.k.a. Saturday.
So I know you going by, I know you doing your Prince thing right now, where you about to just be the symbol.
You know Miss Twerk Something in me.
Yeah, it's in you.
It's in me.
How'd you even get that name?
Oh, I didn't have so many names. So I think people start calling me Miss Twerk Something.
Yeah.
Because I had like the Nutcracker. Because I used to dance, twerk hard as fuck. Yeah. Twerking was some young shit. It wasn't like some grown shit. It was for young people, like to me. Yeah. House parties and you know, grown person saying, oh, I'm going to the club to twerk. No, that's for like little high schoolers.
Right, so right.
That's when I started, like when I was 15 in high school. So house parties. Miss New Booty, I had that name.
So you were like the first of the first.
Yeah, we was the first girls on YouTube in a group shaking ass.
Damn.
Twerking.
15 years old. Y'all was doing this at 15?
Yeah, because I was the youngest. So everybody was older than me.
Uh-huh.
So I was the only one who was 15.
Right.
Yeah.
How old was everybody else?
My older sister, Elle, she was 16. Betty was 17. And then...
Oh, so this was your family. Thank you.
Well, me and my sister, we was family. Both of us. I mean, like, we got same mom, same dad.
Yeah.
And then...
How rare is that anymore, right? Same mom, same dad?
My mom, everybody she ain't played that.
Yeah.
She ain't played it. It got to be same mom, same dad. Even like with my sister's having kids. They got to have the same dad.
You from out of Atlanta?
I'm from Decatur, Illinois, but I live in Atlanta.
There's a Decatur in Illinois?
Yeah, I know.
There's a Decatur, Georgia.
So I've been in Atlanta for so long, people don't really count me being from Decatur, Illinois.
Yeah. So. Oh, that's live right there, though. You know, coming up through a good old, you know what I'm saying, being out there, man, good old Illinois. Sound like some outskirts. It don't even sound like a big city.
It's a small town. Everybody RNs, everybody registered nurses or CNs.
Look at you.
Yeah, so I was happy jumper. My mom. Yeah.
Look
on
at
no
you.
Jumper.
Known for twerking something.
Shaking it.
Shaking that ass.
Shaking them up.
So you wasn't raised in Atlanta?
No. Like, I wasn't raised in Illinois. Now, I lived in Tennessee for a little bit.
Oh, God.
But that's like when I was a kid. Like, kid. We lived in the project.
Sorry, it's racist as hell out there, man. I don't care what nobody's saying. You getting to them little outskirts outside of Nashville and all that shit.
It is.
And people ain't playing with you like that.
It is, but I was raised in, like, the project. So, ain't number black people where we was at. They ain't really just like that. And then I come from two drug dealers. So, when my dad got locked up when I was 8, and he got out when I was 18. And then my mom...
Missed a lot of life.
Yeah, but I had a stepdad. Okay. So where he fell short at, you know what I'm saying? Because if he could have been there, I'm pretty sure he would have been there. He would have been an amazing father. We got a good relationship now. But my stepdad, he stepped up so much, I didn't have anything short of that, of me having a father around.
Yeah. So you said your stepdaddy, he was there for you in place of your real dad.
Mm-hmm.
Was your real dad cool with him? They cool?
Yeah, they was cordial. I don't think they was cool as I would, like, want them
to be. Yeah, nigga, don't be overstepping my shit, nigga, hold on. Let's really look at the hardcore facts here, right? Mm-hmm. Like, don't be overstepping my shit, nigga, that's my baby. Yeah, you helped, I appreciate that,
so how do you feel about dating women who got kids then? Because I feel like...
I'm always trying to be a kid friend.
Okay.
See, that's the problem.
Okay.
See, I came up like that, and I'm gonna be real with you. No. Like, hey, you call me by my name. I'm like Joseph. Jackson, y'all call me Joseph. And them kids was really it.
Okay, so you date a girl who got kids. The kids gonna get attached to you.
Many times. And it sucks. And you know what? It sucks because you get attached to them too.
That's you don't get no credit.
That's why I don't, but you know what? That's why I'm not just into meeting chicks' kids like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I used to not understanding a while back, like when I was younger, but now like I look at it, I'm like, I ain't trying to meet nobody's kids and I don't want nobody to meet my kids because I don't need my kids getting attached to you and then you break yourself away. Yeah,
but you know you get no credit for being a stepfather. Like you work hard to provide for these kids. It's not yours. And then, yeah, if y'all split up, that's just that. It's up to the like the child to either they fuck with you or they don't. But I fuck with my stepdad, so I still communicate with him. It's Happy Father's Day. It's I send him random stuff. I go see him. But that's rare.
He's still with your mama?
No. They haven't been together in like over 10 years.
And you still, that's cold though, to still keep a relationship. That means that he really did make an impact on your life.
Yeah, he did. And I just seen how much he sacrificed. And he didn't have to. I just respect that. Like, I would never want to be a man. I feel like women have it way easier than men to me because, like, y'all work your whole life. I ain't never had a job. I've never worked before. I never clocked in. Like, I'm
you just. You could just use a pretty face, huh? Sexy little body.
I was shaking his. It wasn't even about
I
the
ain't
face.
Mad at it. I was just. I get it.
I mean, I just feel like it's easier for women. We are sexual beings. You feel me? So, a man, y'all can't just go out. Y'all can't go put out a little.
You ain't even got to give up no pussy. You can allude to it and still get what you want.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's cold game. A nigga really got to go ahead and whip out, you know what I'm saying, whip it out.
But that's the whole thing. You but know? People probably didn't think I didn't have sugar daddies and stuff. I ain't never had a sugar daddy because I fuck with people who I fuck with genuinely. You feel me?
So you never had no sugar daddy?
No. Like, if I'm going to suck them saggy balls, it's going to be because I like them saggy balls. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Not just because you giving me some money and now. Stuff can turn into whatever you want it to be, but me as a woman, I always provided and had my own money. So I never looked at a guy for money.
Can I be real with you?
Yeah.
Can we be transparent?
Can we level? Can we please do that?
Can we level here for a second? Mm-hmm. See, I think what chicks fail to realize is, like, even like with a professional sugar daddy, let's just say, okay. Right? He more looks for companionship and conversation. A lot of chicks don't have that. They're like, do you want this real quick or not?
So that's what they think a sugar daddy is.
They think that he really just want a flat back. You know, some of them do. I'm not going to say they don't. They want time. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't got, they want companionship. They're paying for fantasy.
I think growing up, I had the wrong interpretation of what a sugar daddy was then.
What was it?
Because I thought it was just like, I thought it was an exchange for sex for money.
I mean, you could do that with a John, right? A sugar daddy.
But one, a sugar but an older
somebody
man.
That sticks around, though. See, it's a little bit different. Some tricks, you might see him, you know, or John, you might see him once, maybe twice he come back in town, or he might want to see you on a regular sugar daddy. He kind of around you on your every day, giving you allowances, giving you money here and there, making sure everything taken care of, pay your bills.
It don't sound bad.
It don't. I mean, all he want is a little bit of conversation and maybe some feet pick every now and again.
The feet pick.
He just want a couple feet picks.
Oh,
every
my
now
God.
He ain't going to want much. He don't require much.
She just told me.
It's the
me
young
that.
Ones that want to sit there and spread you wide and you all night and all the extra.
To me, that can't be no sugar daddy because the sugar daddy's supposed to be an old in my head.
Sugar daddy could be.
What's the age? Okay, what's the youngest you feel like a sugar daddy can be though?
I would want to say the youngest, he has to still be in his 30s.
That's what I'm saying.
He has to at least be in his 30s. 30, I want to say 32 and up.
I can't call you a sugar daddy and you 21.
No.
Like, nah.
But if the nigga's paying and all he wants is some conversation. Something new is about to start.
About to
take a whole new fold.
I just ain't never had that either, just to be honest with you. I feel like I have met guys who put that on the table, like they got it like this, they got it like that. Then I go to their house, it's not like that. Then I see their car.
Nigga, got some other lawn chairs y'all sitting in,
or
TV
a roommate,
on the floor.
Or a roommate. Yeah. Or just like, it's not like that. Like, I want a guy to expect for me, what I like, let it be vice versa. You let want me to have a crib? You need to have a crib. You want me to have a car?
I can respect that.
Yeah, I'm not asking you to do nothing that I can't do for myself.
And that's what I love more than anything is because you'll see online today, right? Or you'll see chicks out here that be busted talking about, he got to be able to provide. He's got to have this, have that. Listen, I've always been a firm believer. How can you expect anybody to help you if you can't help yourself?
Yeah, you wouldn't even be asking. Like this, I don't know. I don't be wanting to come off like a pick me type of person because I feel like when we be saying stuff that's like more where a male would agree with it, that's what it come off as. But like I always been like that. I've always said that to females. Like some girls are just Michael Kors type. That means you don't need a Birkin. You don't need a Birkin. You're a Michael Kors type of girl. Some girls like Altimas. So why is this girl driving her guy buying her a Maybach just made your panties wet? You an ultimate type. And that's cool. Like, I feel like the internet has changed the perception. It's just, it's a lot of perception. It's not reality.
You got people that'll break their life, right?
Yeah, it's not reality.
To get that Rolls Royce, but be pulling up in an apartment in it.
Yeah.
That don't go together to me. Like, get your priorities straight. I just think everybody really wants, they want to obtain that you don't need. It's materialistic bullshit, man. Stack your money. Keep your money, man. It's cool to have nice things. I heard you over talking about it earlier. You were saying, he was like, man, I'm tired of jewelry. I'm not buying no more jewelry. It's like, it's all a waste. It's a bad investment.
On my birthday, I went to the jeweler. I spent $40,000. And it made me feel good for, like, shit, 2 minutes.
And I checked my bank
account. I checked my bank account. I said, damn. It's like this. Like, okay, for the $50,000, okay, I'm going to make that in a month. But it's like, what was the point of that? You could go get a house, a few cars. You can investment property. Like, I don't know. It made me feel good for a moment because I hadn't spent money in a minute on myself. But
it's okay to make yourself feel good.
It don't make sense, logical. Like, once I get back to a realistic place, it didn't make sense. I didn't need all this shit.
Well, you know, Twerksome, it's you could do, maybe it's okay to spend a couple dollars on yourself, you know? I always believe don't break the bank because it's like, damn, who you trying to prove something to at this point, them or yourself?
That's why I'd be okay with doing it, I ain't gonna lie to you, because I'm not breaking the bank doing it.
Yeah.
But it's just like, once you got the knowledge, why are you doing it? Once I know it ain't no point, like, this not gonna bring me nothing, but, I mean, it do look good, though.
I say this, though. Especially from, you know what I'm saying, my background, at least f*** off one time.
One time.
You got to f*** it all off at least once. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Do it. All right, you had your fun. You know, you did your shit. Now it's time to really get on your grizzly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I believe in that. Like, it's okay to f*** off at least once in your life. You got to, so that way you can appreciate it. Yeah.
But I remember, like, thinking about it, I only had, like, $10,000 in my account. The Rolex was $5,000. And I'm thinking about going to buy a Rolex. Now, that's not cool.
You're about to go get the 26 millimeter, too. $5,000. It's probably about, $5,000,
$5,500. Listen, it's just the fact that I was even thinking about that. So I know how other... Bust down, too. You know that.
Yeah, it would have been bust down for sure.
See, all the jewelry is literally just to impress other people, regardless how you try to put it.
Yeah.
It's an accessory. But it's to impress other people because now since we know the knowledge about jewelry, right, then it's not a financial gain on it, the type of jewelry that we got on right now.
I've always looked at it as conversation pieces.
Mm-hmm.
It's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're conversation pieces. You know what I'm saying? People walk, oh, where'd you get this from? It's conversation. See, me, it was always tools for me because of what I did. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, guys, come talk to me about something. She see it. She like it. She want to, you know what I'm saying?
But how would you know if
how
a
you
bitch-
get it?
If they change fake or not. How would you know if it's fake or not? In this generation, how a female carry herself, she could come in looking the part. How would you know if it's fake? Same thing with a guy. How would you know if they're carrying themselves right? Because a lot of people wear fake jewelry.
Yeah, there is. But I look at it like this, even the clothes. Like, a chick can have a $20 dress on and still look like $1 million.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Remember when Rainbow was open, chick can go throw a rainbow dress on. It looked like she just stepped out the forum somewhere.
I'm telling you, it's all about how you know, carry yourself.
It's the person.
I got finessed a few times.
Yeah.
Because guys, a lot of stuff look good to the eye, but it's not.
Hmm.
It's just not.
Let's talk about it. Let's dive in. I like your conversation. I like your mind. I'm opening your mind. You know, I like that. You just, you had recently went viral for appearing in a 20 verse one. You did a 20 verse one?
Yes.
With Charleston White.
Let me tell you, the same way I told you that I be watching you.
Yeah.
I watch. If you go to my TV right now, you can, it's going to, you know, YouTube searches.
Yeah.
It's going
to
have.
So if I go to YouTube searches, I'll be sitting right there.
Sharp No Jumper.
Mm.
It's going to have.
Shout out No Jumper.
Shout out to No Jumper, for sure, for sure. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely going to have that. I like to watch stuff that's entertaining to me, but also is real. Like, he being himself, that's why I like it. Because when I looked at his interview he did with Cam Newton, that was, he got a lot of substance to him as a person. You feel me?
He does.
So that's why
he does.
Yeah.
You know, I just think that when does the trolling have a limit? Like, when does it have a cap? It's like it has no filter these days.
It's never going to be that. It's always going to keep going. As long as the person can get paid for it and we gonna keep viewing it and watching it, it's always gonna keep going.
How was your experience with that?
Okay, so my experience was honestly, my experience was I knew how it was gonna go viral before I even went, once they told me who it was, because most of the girls didn't know who it was gonna be. And then once I'm like, I just wanna handle myself well because no matter what he say to me, he an entertainer. You feel me? So he could say some off the wall shit. My response is everything. I still want to handle myself like a lady at the end of the day. So that's what I did. How I felt about it, like, I still like him as a person.
It was crazy when he tried to fuck on Lil Tanya. He tried to get on Lil Tanya and said, can you fuck? I was like, nigga, what's wrong with you? You know, little
he
baby.
Came in and some was talking person. About he managed anyway. He came in, he said, I'm a nasty managed. So I'm like, oh yeah, he with the shit. But I feel like it was for entertainment. Because right after the interview, all viral, then he followed me, you feel me? So I'm like, either he already knew who I was planned out like that, or he just was going off his entertainment. Because me, I'm secure in myself. I know I'm attractive. I'm not worried about what a person got to say about me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, a person can tell me I'm nice. It's not going to make me feel like I'm a nice
when's
person.
When's the last time you was worried about what somebody thought of you? Do you remember the last time you said, fuck it, enough's enough?
Yeah, probably before I started my OnlyFans. Just to be honest with you. Because before I started my OnlyFans, it was a lot of stuff I was just like, I'm not doing. I was set on not doing certain stuff. You feel me? Like, morally, I still don't do certain stuff. I'm not showing my vagina. I'm not playing with toys. You feel me? It's certain stuff I'm not doing. But that's when I just said, I'm going to get older one day. I'm going to have to live with myself. I lay down every night by myself. You feel me? All these, like, people opinions should not determine me as a person and what I do. Now, my limits and how I view myself, I want to be, like, say if something happened to me right now, I wouldn't be happy if something happened. I'm just known as the best ass shaker. It's way more to me as a person, like, well, morally.
What do you want to be remembered as?
I want to be remembered as a good person, like, overall. Because, like, if you ask my family about me, they're gonna the first thing they're going to say is selfless. You feel me? So I can't give a about what nobody have to say if I'm walking in my own path and making sure everybody else straight. If one person opinion can alter your path on where you're walking on, it's like you don't need to be walking nowhere. You're going straight every time. I know who I am. I know I'm not going to do porn. I know I'm not going to do certain shit. So nobody opinion can ever affect
what
me.
Are you, then what are you showing your OnlyFans?
So like I call it like a topless titty bar type shit. That's what I call it. Like, I'm like a big tease, just to be honest. Like, I was already doing photo shoots with my nipples out and stuff like that. So I'm like, my nipples are already on the internet. So then, yeah, like, that's like my max.
Yeah. But no no JJ on camera.
No.
No for JJ.
No, like, I put on the thong. Wait till you see it in the thong, but no. And I know my angles. I can get butt naked right now in my angles. You ain't gonna see no coochie.
You butt naked.
You get butt naked first. You get butt naked first.
Man, baby, room gonna get dark.
Get dark. Yeah. Shit, you get naked first and then turn the lights on. See what's going on.
So what made you even go do the, back to that, like what made you even go do the 20 versus 1, like?
The 20 versus 1 because I'm securing myself and not giving a fuck. You feel me? Yeah. Not, like when he said what he said, I didn't hear the aftermath of what he said. All I heard was when I was in front of him, you feel me? Then I walked off, went to the back, because the girls was so cool. All the girls was a vibe. So I watched it just like everybody else watched it. You feel me?
Right.
With him saying kangaroo pouch and this, this, and that, I watched it just like everybody else watched it. So I was like, oh, okay. But it went the right way for me because people are like, what? She fine as fuck. Yeah. And she black and she's thick. And then he do another challenge and then it's a big ass white girl. Like she way bigger than me. Like two, like they got their bodies done and shit and he was cool with it. You feel me?
You're so not they big, like baby, you just thick.
So they like, yeah, it's really not about her being thick. It might just be cause she black. But I don't even think cause I'm black. I just feel like he was doing his entertainment job. Yeah. I honestly feel that way. Cause if it was really like any type of smoke, why he following me?
So you say he went and followed you right afterwards?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
He cool. Not? Like I don't
know. It's all networking. I get it.
It's all networking. That's why I don't take nothing personal. If I took anything personal, I wouldn't even have did this interview.
Yeah.
You feel me?
It's been a while since you've done one.
Yeah, I'm just starting back to get my feet wet with interviews.
If you would, we can go back as far as, I want to say 2008. Mm-hmm. You would, went viral, I think it was, with Soulja Boy. He up on his songs. What's that dunk song?
Yeah, she got it dunk. That was our first. Yeah, our careers really took off at the same time. Mine's a Soulja Boy. And shout out to Soulja Boy. He's super cool. He always, like, keep me level-headed. Because, you know, like I told you, this was a thing. I was not on that naked shit. I wasn't starting OnlyFans. And strippers used to be coming at us all the time. Like, you little young asshole, take y'all clothes off. Like, get naked. Or guys be saying that too. Like, man, show that shit. You feel me? Or if we do shows, they'll always try to bring a stripper out after us or something. Like, try to bamboozle us type shit. But that's where it came in. Like, just having to be secure with who I am as a person. Like, and my boundaries. Like, I know I could have been a stripper and a good stripper.
Oh, so you were never a stripper?
No, I never stripped.
Never?
I never went to the club. I just didn't understand it.
Why not?
I like to go pay the light bills and shit at the club. But me as a... Okay, just say if I was a man, I'm trying to fuck. Like, I'm not... Like, I'm just telling you, like, I want to fuck. Like, I want some pussy. So I'm not going to pay, like, throw money at you. Like, I would just be like, how much? You feel me? Because I feel like certain bitches, niggas know, like, you go to this strip club, this is cheap strip club, especially in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But you go to certain strip clubs, you got to have that bag.
I used to go Pink Pony, nigga.
You know what
Pink
I mean? Pony. Remember Polly's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's
Pink
like.
Pink Pony used to go up, nigga. Them bitches is in there. Good.
I think they.
I don't even know if that shit around anymore.
Pink Pony's still open.
Still open?
I think it's still gone. That's one of them ones. That's what I'm saying. Like, but at certain strip clubs, you know you got to have it. You got to have that bag. So, like, the strip club, I just didn't understand, like, a guy throwing a dollar and, like, it never added up to me.
Well, mama, it's levels to this shit. Like you said, you got the low-end boom, boom room.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know you got high upscale, you know what I'm saying, places. You know that there's some chicks up in there really charging, man, just for their time.
As soon as I go in the strip club, if it's $20 to get your top off, $20 to get your bottom off, then I'm just going, I go around that bitch, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40.
And I think, like, even for the viewer, they might not, like, maybe not the South, because the South understand what I'm about to say, but, like, chicks go to the strip clubs, too, to kick it. You know what I'm saying? That's a big thing.
That's where
down there,
all the girls go. That's where
everybody go to kick it. Like, you're going to see chicks and niggas going to the strip
strippers even kicking
kick
it. They got their section with their hookah. Like, Atlanta is like a chill vibe. Like, that's where I go to relax at and to go eat. Like, our food good at the strip clubs. Like, most of the strip clubs got the bomb-ass food. So, yeah, like, I'm going to play that light bill, but I just never wanted that dollar to determine, like, how far I'm going to go as a person. Because once I make a certain amount of money, this is how I always looked at it. Then I want more. You feel me? Like, so I'm going to have to do more for the money, right?
Yeah.
Because after I show this, my vagina and get naked, he going to want more. Mm-hmm. And that's how I always looked at it, like, damn, then I'm going to go to a different field.
Oh, you felt like it was a gateway.
I feel like it was just going to have me going all the way left. Like, all the way left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah. It's all lives. I told you back in the very beginning of our conversation, it's all about selling fantasy. You're in control. See, I don't know why chicks fail to realize that when they get with somebody like that and it might be in exchange for something, you have to remember that you're 100% in the driver's seat.
I'm really a sucker. I told you, when it comes to that love stuff, and like, that's why I told you I never had a sugar daddy or nothing, because I'm really not, like, I'm just a lover.
Let me tell you something.
I'm a lover.
I'm going to be real with you. How could you ever fall in love with some, look what he do. If he do it with you, he going to do it again.
That's why I never experienced that. You got to remember how you meet them.
See, you talk to some hoes, they going to tell you, once a man gives me some bread, I can never look at him any other way. I can never look at him any other way. He's already exchanged that. He's already put that energy. I've always been a firm believer myself. How you start is how you finish.
Yeah, but these, you know, nobody really have emotion like that then. To just leave with money. Like, talk money, but... Me to actually, I own my house. Like, I got real bills. Like, so let me see you pay this mortgage.
You got to start getting in different rooms.
That's what I'm telling you. That's why I had to switch myself up, though, because I had to understand I was attracting what I was.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah. I can't trip off that.
And look, as beautiful as you are, right? Mm-hmm. You still attracting, like you said, low budget.
Exactly.
Niggas lying, niggas playing.
Because I never dated, like I told you, I didn't care about the financial situation. I might connect with somebody over a book. Or we might connect over trauma. It was just the wrong connections, though. But you got to figure that out over time, though.
Yeah, most definitely. Stop calling me.
Because people feel like in the industry, industry people date industry people. I don't like dating people in the industry. You know how they dated people. Because it's just like, I know what I want.
Who you done dated in the industry? Let you tell it.
You all got nothing on that list?
I want to hear you say shit. I want you to open that up, though. You know what I'm saying? You talk about, I'm asking you, like, who you
dated? Publicly?
Yeah, publicly.
Like, my public relationship, because we was together for a minute, was Rico.
Okay. How about in the dark, in the closet? No?
Come on.
It's okay. I ain't asking you. You know, it's too personal. I'm just saying somebody, you know, he must have asked somebody. That's what it is. You must have been fucking with him, and he still had somebody he was fucking with that was already out, and you don't want to ruin it. It's okay.
Nah, you want to know the situation that I can speak on that I don't really got to speak on too much.
Go ahead.
Since you just want some tea.
I just want a little bit, baby.
Okay, you just want a little rest.
Can we take a spill? Can we spill a little bit?
Fuck it, let's do it.
Let's do it.
We going to spill it two times. Okay, so I was dating. I was engaged, right? And then I just had got out of my engagement, and then I was dating Finesse two times.
Mr. Two Times himself.
So, yeah, so that situation was short-lived because I was with him for, like, you know, when you with a person just all the time? So you never really know. I never knew he had any type of situation until the girls start, like, low-key, like, stalking me, harassing me type shit. Then I'm in a Sprinter van and she on live. She, like, I'm, like, she, legally, she good, like, if she was to do something to me because she, like, I'm crazy on paper. Like, you feel me? And I'm like,
what you mean? See, I cracked my back. Like, what the fuck
that
mean?
I gotta take care of my family. Bitch, she got this location, you feel me? Like, she like, yeah, I can do something to the bitch, and I'm gonna get off on it. And I'm like, oh,
but
hell
she
play
crazy. See, nah.
Listen.
You can't do that. You can't tell somebody that.
But
like,
niggas can't play with bitches' hearts either, you feel me? Because you got a bitch put up. She actually put up in a crib, you feel me? They live together. This wasn't just nothing light. You know what I'm saying? But how are you with me 2 weeks at a time and all this shit if you got something going on? And then I feel like being P is when you can tell the truth and a bitch, you can have shit your way still. That situation was never like that. It was like me and you, me and you.
But see, I'm going to say this, right?
Me and you.
Some bitches can't handle the truth. But see, me, I feel like the ones that can't handle the truth, you get them the fuck gone.
You got to.
And secondly.
Like you said, the nigga in the driver's seat. You
yeah, but y'all all out. Know, but y'all all know what y'all signed up for.
Exactly. And so you let me know what type, why I don't date guys in the industry.
Yeah,
that's
like
why.
When niggas be in the limelight, like you gotta pick a fucking struggle here. Let's think about it.
You got to.
You want a nigga at home that ain't doing you. I'm saying he got all the time for you.
No money.
Church, but he ain't got no money. He ain't got no ambition. Nigga playing Xbox. He's waiting for the new Madden to come out a month early. He ain't doing shit. He just sitting back, just twiddling his fucking thumbs. How long's that gonna last? Or do you want a nigga that's really got some motion, but you gonna have to put up with a couple things?
But if the honesty is there in the beginning, then I probably won't trip.
Hey, it's just like this, right? As much like every woman's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's
Hell
just
yeah.
It's just which one you got in your picker can't be.
Hey, right. I ain't trying to fuck with nobody, no bitch heart. You feel me? Like
your picker, listen, your picker can't be broke. You gotta make sure that you pick the ones with the less, pick one with the least problems, with the least craziness.
But that's what
everybody
I'm saying.
Got it.
I feel like if that was the case, I would have just stayed with my ex-fiance if it just came down to him having multiple females. You feel me?
Are you cool with that?
No. Especially if we ain't in, if that's not how we went into it.
I think y'all are. Y'all just don't want to know about it.
Oh.
You know about it, right? Let's say this. You
just
know,
old school it out. It's rules to it.
You
have
know
respect.
About it. You know about it. You just don't, if it ever comes out, you're going to act like you didn't know.
Have respect. I just say just have respect. That's how I feel like.
Yeah.
Say if you know you're dealing with a guy who, he's high profile, he's this, he's that. Okay, cool. If you're dealing with that, then you know what that come with. I want to drive different cars even though I got my favorite car outside. Yeah. I got my dream car. Like, you my bitch. I love you. I love this car. But I still want to test drive other cars too. I understand that. But it's rules. It's rules to that shit.
So you feel like, back to Finesse, you feel like Two Times wasn't playing by the rules?
He didn't let me know he had no situations going on.
Yeah, I'll let you know day one.
Yeah, let me know
day one. I don't want to hide that shit.
Yeah, because that shit get dangerous.
Shit. If I had that going on, me and you start fucking with you, man, you know that shit first day.
And we're out in public. We're out in public. I'm at dinners and shit with other influencers and artists. And you know what? Don't do that. Because I got an image.
I mean, but he's came out, though, throughout his image to let it be known that that's how he been kind of rocking.
After Me. That's all. He didn't come out like that till After Me. Yeah. All that Polly stuff didn't happen till After Me.
And I'm about to say, because he came out like real Polly, like, you know.
Yeah, he came right after we got done talking.
One big old happy family.
Right after we was done talking, he started the Polly shit. Because I wasn't going for that.
Yeah.
The bitch started saying she wanted a girlfriend while he was with me. Like, she was tween, like, I want a girlfriend. And then it was at what that hit a spot. It hit something because he didn't care no more, like, about, like, he clicked on her live. Like, he was watching it like, oh, hell nah. Like, it hit like, oh, yeah. My bitch about to fuck. And I'm like, bro, if you know you really care about somebody, then fuck with them. Because she clearly didn't know either. You feel me? She found out about me. So it wasn't no Polly shit till after a nigga get caught up in some shit.
I think we live in the world today to where it's, you know, I don't want you, mm-hmm. but I don't want nobody else to have you neither.
And then I had to get out of that, though.
And that, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that's the world we kind of live in.
I had to get out of that. That shit's unhealthy and it's toxic. Because, well, I don't want nobody else to have a headache. I don't want nobody else to what? Because all the situations I was in like that, they wasn't healthy for me.
So you were in a lot of toxic relationships. Let's talk about that. A few. I don't want to say. Let's say
I'm
seven.
A relationship whore.
Let's say seven.
I'm always in a relationship.
Do you think? Oh, my God. This is disgusting. This is nasty work. This is nasty
this
work.
This is so disgusting.
She said, so she's like, I'm a relationship whore. Like, so pretty much.
I'm a homebody.
It's not even that. You know what it is? You're afraid to be alone. Yeah, you are.
I love being alone.
You don't need a relationship. Sometimes that's what's happening, right, with you. Mm-hmm. That's why you keep having that problem. You're like, man, I keep drawing these
That's why I've been single for, this is the longest I've been single.
You got to start working on you first.
That's why I've been
If you
doing.
Want a better caliber of nigga, you might have to, and it's okay. It's not saying that you're
I
not
got up.
I got
up the skull.
But you got to up you it on up yourself too. You know what I'm saying? Mentally. Mm-hmm. Really find out who you are. Come back, revamp that shit, you know what I'm saying? And shoot your shot again.
Yeah,
you know
and figure
what I mean?
Out what really matters to me. Like I told you, I didn't feel like I've been living like as my true self. Yeah. Because my music, like, that's my true self. That's my passion. The twerking stuff, like, I make bread. Like, I make good money off twerking. Mm. Like, I'm good financially. I take care of my family, you know? But it's like I told you, like, that's
family
not...
Family been taking care of you?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
They do.
Like, I got to ask that.
They
like,
do.
Because I know I'm that's like, how I be. Motherfucker get some bread, now the whole family's like,
no,
hey.
I'm the baby boss, and everybody know they role in my family. Yeah. And that's what I like about it. Like, it ain't no jealousy. It ain't no... None of that, like...
If you stop having money tomorrow, how do you think they treat you?
Everybody gonna come over and be like, what we about to do?
Play broke for a couple months.
I do it.
Play hella broke. Play like you lost everything for like 2 months. And see who really stick around. I want everybody to try that.
The people who I know...
That's some homework to take on. Play broke tomorrow and see how many motherfuckers still really fuck with you. That's how you stand the test of time.
But sometimes you don't have to play it. Sometimes shit actually happens. And it's not might not be broke to other people, but
that's
it's
why
still,
you gotta do it before you
feel me?
Hey, that's why you gotta do it because it hurts more. Listen, it hurts more for it to happen to you when you're actually broke than you just try and get the weasels out the way. Get the snakes, man. You gotta get them the fuck out the way. Cut the grass so you can see them coming.
But that's what
play
I'm telling
broke.
You. I've been through that. I feel like I had fame and everybody knew who I was, but I didn't have money. And then once I got my mental space right, like, you can, I had 2.4 million followers, but I ain't had $2.4 million. Like, that should be matching, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it came down to, like, do you want to just be known, or do you actually want to, like, really gain financial income off of this?
2.4 million, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2.4 million.
I didn't have, like, 3 pages.
Yo, listen, yo, I've always said it, man. You know, your network is your net worth.
Mm-hmm.
You could have finagled that shit, or you could have made something, did something, promoted something that could have been so cold to where you at least had fucking 1 million people buy it for $1 a piece.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what we was doing. When I was in Twerk Team, we always had the business mindset, whether it was sweatshirts, just selling something. We always sold something.
Yeah, realistically,
yeah,
right?
Realistic.
You might not get the whole 2.4. Realistically, you get 700,000, a million,
like,
of them, something.
I don't care if you got 10,000 followers. Have something. A product. One person can buy it a day. You feel me? Nobody can buy it. It's just more about the consistency. Like, yeah, for sure. Like, I feel like the outcome always should be income.
So, I know you in your 30s, because I can tell by the way you talk.
I'm mature. I'm 31. Some girls don't like saying their age, but you can go back to my.
I hate that.
You can, but I be feeling like they scared of that, but I don't know why.
To me, when a chick tells me, when I ask, it shows me their wisdom. Like, okay, she was here for certain times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So she's got that piece of knowledge about her. And if she don't, I'm going to make her, I'm a reminder.
I've been in the industry since I was 15. Like, this is 16 years. You feel me? Like, I've been in the industry.
I'm sure you've had, and we ain't got to even talk about it, like getting into depth, but I'm sure at 15 coming into the industry, you was definitely tried, especially cute, you know what I'm saying? And especially twerking, moving your body.
Oh, that's one of the things why it didn't bother me a lot, the Charleston stuff, because I remember being 15, 16, flying out to LA, my first little music video. And that's crazy, right? Music video at 16. It was the Drop It Low video, but I remember like this producer, he just like, yeah, y'all, he just pointing people out. He like, you go work out, you go do this, you need to go do this. And he just tearing people apart. It could be somebody who got a 6-pack and he'd be like, you need an 8-pack. You're not good enough. You feel me? And they let me know, like, you really have to know who you are, because if you don't, people really going to rip you apart, especially in the industry. People who got power, because they know you're fishing for what they already got. You feel me?
Yeah.
So you're going to try to just do whatever, be their little minion. And I was never that at a young age. Like, at a young age, I was, somebody could look me in my, and they, like, just look at me and be trying me, like, oh, is she gonna break with the eye contact? No, I'm not. We can keep it going. So I always knew I was a powerful person before I had money, before I had fame. Like, I always knew that.
So do you plan on, you know what I'm saying, so you've been twerking for a long time, dancing, being all in the videos, you know?
Yeah, now do you, now do you,
that's what I'm saying, you've been all in the videos, you've done all this. So now is it time for you to, do you plan on going full force with your music? And I know you into the R&B side of things too.
Yeah, that's my,
That's a hard thing to get into these days. You know what's crazy is because when I came up, that's what was in.
Yeah.
Everything was R&B. It was R&B music everywhere. Now it's drill, drill, drill.
Or I'm rapping, like, you know, it'd be more expected for me to rap instead of sing. But like, I think the thing is that my music is actually good. Like, it got quality to it. It's energy to my music. It's going to make you feel some type of way. Like, bitches going to be crying, getting back with they niggas. Like, can't nobody call me and be telling me about a guy or whatever who I know, like, girl, you about to make this a rational-ass decision for no reason. Like, I'm not the type who you going to call and be like, yeah, leave him. I'm not that friend. No, I'm going to be like, all right, what evidence you got? Like, let's really just, if you can't go to court and it can't be proven, like, girl, bye, throw this shit out. Then if you love him and it's not no life or death shit, let's just keep it moving.
Would you stay down with your nigga if you know he told? You know he told on somebody. You could be in a full-blown relationship with him, right? And then you find out this nigga been the snitch of the century. Would you stay?
Gosh. That's a lot.
Would you stay? Good question, right?
Oh, that's a lot. My heart started beating fast. I can't even answer that shit. Oh. I ain't gonna lie to you. My heart beat fast. I don't like shit like that.
Yeah.
Cause it's like.
Say you fully invested.
Yeah, kids and everything.
Y'all, you know what
even
I'm
no kids, even just no like kids. 10 years
gotta
in.
Go, yeah, we ain't that's gotta some go as
deep,
far as
that's
that.
Deep. That's deep because it's like, it's I love you until you do something I don't like. That's why I feel like love is like, it's not unconditional love these days. Like, I'm still gonna love that person, but would I stay with them?
Like, he was known as a street nigga. He wasn't known as a civilian. He wasn't known as just somebody innocent bystander, work hard 9 to 5. He's a real street nigga. He played in the streets. And come to find out, this nigga told on like 7 people. What would you do? And you found out and you know, you see the paperwork in your face and his name all over it. Are you staying or are you leaving?
I wouldn't be irrational. Like, I don't know what to tell you in that situation because that shit is like, I don't know what to tell you. Cause I got an answer in my head, but that's like
You do.
That's the irrational.
And you don't want it to come out wrong, so that's why you ain't trying to say nothing at all. And
not I don't want it to come out wrong, but it's just like I feel like that's deep. Like, I got a connection with this person, I'm with this person, but they just the snitch of the century. God damn. Would you stay with me if I did it?
Nope.
But you ain't know. I already been putting you at risk all this time. You didn't know.
Yeah, once I find out, respect. I can't. Love you to death, baby.
That's why I tell you.
And I'm going to miss the fuck out you.
I'm going to love them. I can't tell you I'm not going to love that person.
Yeah, you can't help who the heart love. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But motherfucker got to get gone. I can't fuck with you no more.
So you just like be done. Even if you
as much as it hurts. Because I'm sure it hurts. But shit, life's painful, right? You're gonna get hurt every day in this shit. I think it get hurt so much to where it builds up to where for times like that to just, you know, hey man, shit, just add it to the plate.
What if you with a female and you've been with her for a while? Then you find out one of your niggas smashed.
What about niggas smashed?
Like, what are your niggas?
Shit, just get my bitch back in line. Hold on, bitch. Let me re-knock you one time. Sometimes you got to sit back. See, that's what people fail to realize, right? Even in relationships. Sometimes you got to re-knock your woman or your man.
Okay.
Sometimes you got to revamp it. Sit down and start anew.
So snitching is not a revamping situation?
No. Absolutely not.
But fucking the hobby, you can revamp.
You can revamp it. Why not?
You can revamp that coochie.
Why not?
But the snitching, you can't.
No. Snitched. I don't know. That's a jacket that just doesn't, that's red and ledger you just can't get rid of.
See, that depends on if somebody go, if they like been in the streets, go off street rules and stuff. Like I tell you, I come from two drug dealers, so they would look at me like, you gotta go or we ain't gonna fuck with you. Yeah. I'd be disowned for my
So
family.
You see already, your mama and daddy would
be disowned. Shit.
That you went and stayed with a nigga that snitched.
I'd be disowned.
Exactly. That was a good answer. So she ran to mama and daddy real quick.
I would be disowned.
What would my mama and daddy do?
Off top. Like, I would be done. So yeah, you know, you already knew the answer. You didn't have to ask me that.
You got you have a debut single different that you were just released.
Mm-hmm.
This
I'm about to release it.
You did it though last year, but you ain't released it yet or what?
Okay, I did a single in January. It's called Different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I got one dropping this month called Difference. But Different, I'm just like, I've been doing music for so long, but I never drop.
What's so motherfucking different? Tell me.
About what?
And what's the difference?
And the songs?
Yeah.
What's that? So Different is more like emotional. It's just like, show me the guys are not all the same. That's basically what the hook is saying.
Yeah.
Like, damn, like, I just want some simple shit. I be in my big ass, fat ass house by myself. I be like, fuck. At the end of the day, like,
man,
that's what I told you.
Man, it might be on down sometimes. You ain't got to be alone. We can always sit back and have these kind of conversations, maybe off the camera. You did?
You feel me? You feel me? But just having genuine people around you, that shit rare. You feel me? But at the end of the day, I tell people all the time, like, I trade. Like, money and fame be cool, but I'm like a family person, like husband and kids. That's like me. But the perception of me would never, people don't think that. You feel me?
Do you feel like you bleed that in this song, Different?
Yeah, Different is like, my music is my emotional side. Because I got a hard exterior, but I'm really a big ass baby. Yeah. Like, I'm really a baby.
Cry, baby.
Yeah, just love me. That's like it. Just treat me right. And then if I fuck up, just tell me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, don't leave.
I love to tell you when you fuck up.
Don't leave, daddy.
I love to tell you when you fuck up.
But I like to be put in my place, too. You feel me?
Oh,
like,
do you?
Yeah, if I'm fucking up.
Interesting.
Like, a guy, they're going to tell you I'm submissive.
Yeah.
Probably not my ex-fiance because he fucked up way too soon, too quick. But like one of my exes was just on my live. It was like, y'all don't get it twisted with all this shit she got going on. She's submissive as fuck. And I am. I like give massages, all that.
Yeah.
I was tripping.
I like how you're giving me your resume low key.
Nah, I'm just telling you. I was tripping.
I'm getting a resume real quick.
Nah, you just try to lay it out off camera. And I'm like, huh? But nah, this ain't no resume. This some real shit.
Talk to me.
But this the whole thing. This where I've been fucking up at. Because I just start studying on how to suck dick properly.
So you feel like you were lacking thereof
the whole
for quite some time.
31 years, guess what I was missing?
Well, not 31. I don't think you've been sucking dick since a baby.
Man, come on, bro. Shut up. Shut up.
I don't think you've been sucking dick since
you
a baby.
You ain't your
I
fucking
mean,
bullshit.
That's a lot. That's something. I don't
All right,
think
the
we
whole when I lose my virginity. Okay, I lost my virginity when
okay,
I was,
we
when
can
I was
talk
about
to
turn
that.
17.
But sucking dicks as a baby, golly.
You know what I mean. Don't shit. Start your shit. So yeah, I was forgetting about the balls, Sharp. Whole time. Never sucked the balls.
Never sucked the balls.
Do you feel like that's just a deal breaker since I wasn't sucking the balls? Like, can you give good head without sucking the balls?
Of course.
Okay, so I might just be tripping.
You know, you can throw a little fondling in there.
I just started sucking the balls, and I feel like I'm just, like, the best. I feel like I can do a dick sucking competition and I know what I'm doing.
You might be on to something.
I'm telling you.
We might have a place.
No, I'm trying to tell y'all right now. I'd be looking up the best dick suckers. Because who is like your top five? Okay, just like top two. Because I was asking, this is why I be asking everybody. Like, I just want to know like the top. So I can go look at it and then I can take notes. And everybody be having like the same three names. Do you have a top, yeah.
Of chicks porn that, star. Porn stars?
That suck the best dick.
No.
No?
Because I can listen, and I'm going to tell you why, right? It's because I can look at it, right, and say that looks good, but it's nothing like feeling it. Mm. It can, you know what I'm saying, looks can be deceiving, right? It can look like it feels good, and this nigga's like, oh my God, but... Does it really? She got to suck my dick for me.
Oh, hell no. Nah. You are some bullshit. See?
How's that some bullshit? Everybody like, she got to suck bullshit. My dick for me to know that, okay, that shit, she got some fire ass.
So you don't even watch porn then?
I never said I haven't. I'm just saying, like, you're asking me a question. You're asking me if, who do you feel like's the top, like, you know for a fact? I can't say that because.
She haven't sucked your dick.
Looks, she ain't sucked my dick. Looks can be deceiving.
But you done got your dick sucked by a porn star.
I've ever got my dick sucked by a porn star? Ever? You know, I broke a lot of bitches.
You have. So you know who sucked good dick.
I have before.
So you should
But it don't, just because they're a porn star don't mean they suck good dick, though.
Okay, but you didn't
remember that shit.
Hey, I know that, but I just asked you.
Just like bitches with BBLs and all that, right? You see fat asses, you think that shit cool, man. That bitch can't fuck worth a shit. But nigga, it's the truth. Like, I've had my fair share. For real, like, it don't matter shit. Like, sometimes it be, hey, I ain't gonna lie to you, and it's sad as fuck. He'd be the most mid bitch.
With the
nigga,
good pussy.
Hella mid.
With the good pussy.
Nigga, ain't like, she don't really got too much. She go by Susan or some type of, like, just normal shit, right? And got the fieriest head, fieriest pussy you probably ever felt in life. Bitch ain't worth about shit, though.
So but, you not gonna wipe the bitch?
No.
For so what? She's just a waste of good pussy.
Ain't no pussy. Hey, ain't no pussy that worth it.
Damn. Mm-mm. So it's still not adequate.
But wouldn't you, listen, why would it be? What do you want? You want a man to like you for your pussy and for your mind? Your mind, he can make him last for a lifetime.
Okay, but you want both,
pussy
though.
Come and go.
But you want both, though, because you ain't going to settle. You know, you ain't going to settle down with no bitch.
Pussy don't feel
not
good.
Good.
The pussy don't feel good if the mind ain't stimulated.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
If the mind ain't stimulated, I mean, I think that's for youngsters. Like, they're sport fucking. Mm-hmm. I call those sport fuckers, mm-hmm. You know? They like to fuck for sport. You know what I'm saying? Me.
You like to have sex with a feeling?
Huh?
You got to have emotion.
You
got to
have some, like, yeah, you got to have a vibe with a person. Maybe, I mean, I've grown into that. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't
like,
used to give a fuck.
I mean, shit, who did when they was young?
What's young to you?
Shit, when I was, man, sport fucking, like, shit.
When did you even 15. Think about settling down?
He's 15, 16.
When did you think about, like, start thinking like that? What age do you feel like a man starts?
After having a bunch of bitches.
Yeah, so what?
And keep running through them.
Yeah.
And then not figuring out that sometimes the problem was me. Hmm. And me having to reevaluate that.
Accountability.
So accountability, so that way I can get a better quality, high caliber bitch. Mm-hmm. You did?
So that's you feel like I you wanted. Put yourself in a position now to get a high quality bitch?
For sure.
For sure.
For sure. For sure. Most
What's
definitely.
The main thing that you look for in a female?
What's the main thing you look for in a man? It's your interview, baby. But I'll answer it for you, too, afterwards.
You gonna answer it after?
I will, yeah.
Honesty, that's my main thing first.
What's a quality? One.
Quality.
Yeah.
Give me an example of what you mean by quality.
Okay. We'll bounce it around.
Okay.
I always look at it like this, baby. What's one thing that you can do that no other woman can? Mm. One thing. Just give me one thing that you can do.
I don't feel like that.
One thing.
I don't feel like that when it comes to women. I feel like that's where women fuck up at. Feeling like you can do something that the next bitch can't do. I don't feel like that.
Every woman always wants to say they're one of one. Mm.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
One of one, one of
none.
I don't feel like
no bitch is one of one, one of none. I never felt like that.
And you
never,
should be okay being in poly. If you know.
Nah, I'm just telling you, I never felt like. But what I told you about honesty, though, then we just talked. What did I just tell you? Honesty.
I'm going to help you get your chick back.
Mm-mm. No. he strangled me up at the airport. He seen me at the airport.
Wait, what? He did what?
string me up at the airport, like, unblock my number. I'm not unblocking that number.
He ain't put no hands on you.
No, that's not like, strangle. You see, you be awesome. It was like a sexual
Josh,
strangle.
Josh, we be on a platform. People see, you awesome. All this
see, you
literally.
Awesome.
So when they hear you say the word strangle, somebody's going to pick that out and they're going to make it something. So it's always best to clean that up.
Strangle. A sexual neck grab.
Okay, it was sexual. Intense. Okay, that's better.
There you go. That sounds better.
That's better. Have you been consistently dropping music? Have you been consistently like making and like having music?
I consistently make music, but I don't consistently drop music. That's why I got a PR now. Shout out to Angel. And that's just why I'm working on actually investing into what I care about.
You love books?
I read.
You read? See that. What kind of books you like?
Self-knowledge books I read. Like, yeah. Okay.
You know what? Can I give you some real game for real?
Yes.
You writing the best book of them all, any book you've ever read.
Yeah, I definitely know that.
It's your life.
Yeah.
That's the best book ever.
For sure.
You could ever have. Is your memory, your thoughts, and the things that you've been through, your struggles, the things you've had to survive through. That's the greatest book of them all. Better than TV. Yeah. Better than somebody's shitty-ass novelty.
Yeah.
You know?
But you got, like, this world.
People writing fantasy, right?
Yeah,
we
but
write realistic.
This world is fantasy.
Yeah.
This world is unrealistic. You know what I'm saying? This world is full of people who want to have more power than you. You feel me? So just knowing that a lot of people have intentions that's not pure, and you just being on top of that.
Wasn't this bad, though, you know? Not today. I think people, you know, have lived more in fantasy today because of the internet. You know, they see people on there living like a certain way or posting a certain
way.
So she's going to bump her man and say, hey, I want to do this. Look what they're doing. But really, that shit was all just a play. It was just a ploy. The shit ain't even real. But everybody's going to take it as it's real. It's what's got the world so fucked up. See, everybody's taking everything that they see and calling it real.
But I mean, you can make a profile right now and you can make it look real, and that's what it's going to be. Yeah. You feel me? So the internet is just something that's, it helps. It's just a lot of pros to it. Like, a lot of pros to it, but it's a lot of cons. Like, we really just live in trying to please other people. Like, that's why I'm telling you, like, a person, we got our phones out most of the day. Most of the day, we got our phones out. You can't really enjoy the moment because you're recording the food, you're recording everything. Everything is recorded.
You got any, I know you've been doing the music, you know what I'm saying, been doing your R&B thing. Anybody that you've been working with or been trying to work with lately?
I'm just open to work with everybody, just to be honest. I want to tap in more with the females.
Like who?
All the R&B chicks.
Like some Jhené Aiko or somebody?
For sure, Jhené Aiko, Summer Walker. I love just any females that's doing music, just to be honest, even if they rap. And then, like, you know how Ashanti was on Everybody Hook? That's how I want to, like, come in with my R&B music. I want to be on all the guys' hooks. So,
Shanti had a crack, and she's still bad to the motherfucker.
So that's like my whole thing. I want to just roll crazy out hella hooks, just dope ass hooks on people's songs.
So you feel like you want to be more of a hook master, or you want to drop actual verses?
No, I'm definitely gonna be dropping verses, but I feel like the hook is the main part of the song.
It is. People gonna hear the hook more than they hear the verse.
So like that's my main thing. Like, and I like Rain. I love Rain.
Love what?
Rain music.
Like,
yes and no. Like, I didn't wrote for like males because I got like different sides to me. Nah, I ain't gonna say who I wrote for. It's just like, yeah, I just write for them. Like, it'd be like my friends and stuff, and they in the industry. Yeah, I be at home a lot. I travel. I travel a lot.
You said you'd be at home.
Okay, so you asked me, what do I do? So if I'm at home, then I'm at the crib. Like, I gotta go. Listen, I gotta go. Like, I gotta be by the ocean. I'm just now getting me a condo in Miami. It makes my mood better. Like, it balances me. Like, you know, so I'm getting more into like just like my spiritual side. My peace. Like, I spend money on. Huh? Yeah.
Just wanted to know.
Yeah, for sure. I record music here. Like, when while I'm out here, before I go, I'm going to make sure I record some music. Because every city you go to, it give you a different vibe. You feel me? So, yeah, for sure. But, like, Miami is, like, my peace. So, I like to travel. But if you call me right now and I'm in Atlanta, I'm going to be at the house with some food order. Everybody come to my house. Everybody come to my crib, you know? Like, my house is, like, the kicker spot. Everybody birthday parties do at my house. Yeah, my shit. I got a movie room, so I just be in my movie room. Atlanta? Yeah, I be in my movie room. I be kicking it. I got my little Twitch room. I'm about to have my Twitch up soon, so... Like, yeah, my house is like a business house.
You don't get naked on Twitch?
No, you can't get naked on Twitch. So? No, you cannot get naked. You just going to get banned. You going to get naked on here?
Don't they kind of, like, Twitch be having shit within Twitch, right? And I think they had one that was called Just Chat or Just Talk or something like that, where mm-hmm. these had chicks just sitting there and they panic. Not even playing the video game.
No. See, me, like, actually, I really like to play video games.
No, there's chicks on there really raking.
See, everybody just got to stay in it. That's why I told you. Everybody got to stay in their lane because it's a lot of stuff I could do, but it's just not for me.
You'll come to the point to where people are just going to start donating to you and you don't even need to play the game. They're just going to want, it's just talking.
But
like,
it's fly when you actually know how to play the game.
This is true.
Because some people just do reviews. I like to beat people up in like Mortal Kombat and now I like to play 2K.
You like to play 2K?
And then I don't even have a favorite team on 2K. No favorite team. I pick anything.
Yeah.
Because people be trying to make it like, oh, you get this team, then
don't
you
say
team.
That. Got the game in the front, and a couple dollars an opportunity ain't nothing.
It's whatever. I'm never tripping off the game. It's just like, okay, I ain't gonna lie. My defense is the only thing I got to work on. But, you know, other than that.
Yeah. Do you like sports, like in real life? Like, do you like going to football games and shit like that?
I go, basketball but I'm game? Not like, I'm a cheer for both teams, so you might not, nobody
needs oh, to. Oh, you're one of those. You're yeah, trying like, to get I like, into a fight.
I like a good game. Like, you touch it down, you touch it down, woo! Like, you be looking at me like, oh, she tripping.
I wouldn't even want to, I'm being my phone like.
She you gonna be, you ain't going to want to take me to a game. Dog? I just like a good game.
Yeah. You got an album or something?
I'm definitely going to be dropping like an EP. Definitely.
You're right. Like 6-7 songs.
Yeah.
Drop them. You see what it does.
You gotta let it float. Make sure it ain't no skips. Yeah. See what the people like.
All
R&B. Yeah, I'm R&B junkie. You know that's how we came in was rapping. Like, yeah, I got it's so many rap videos of us on YouTube. We was rapping for a minute. It was funny.
Hit a rap for me. What was your first one?
What was my first rap?
Yeah, it was.
I don't know what my first rap was. We did a lot of freestyles too. Like over like old school beats or just like songs like
you know what I noticed and maybe I'm tripping when I say this, but I noticed like chicks that can rap that freestyle, they do it better than niggas a little bit.
Yeah.
It's cold. I don't know why. Like
but do guys really like I like Lola Brooks, like I like girls who can really rap. Like yeah. really rap.
Well I'm saying the girls that can really rap,
yeah.
it seems like they're a little bit more doper in that sense of freestyling
mm-hmm.
than men. You know what I'm saying? I feel like men kind of, I feel like they got so much they want to say that they don't know how to pull yeah. it out as they freestyle.
I be rapping battle. I be watching like battle raps and stuff. I think I got problems.
Oh, you got problems, baby.
Because I be watching it. It's just like random stuff. Like I be watching Judge Judy and then I go to battle raps.
Yeah. Oh, you like Judge Judy with the big booty.
I love watching court shows. My ex hated that. Like, don't no street nigga like watching no judge shows.
Well, back in the day, especially from your era, my era, that was when you ain't go to school, you were suspended something. That was all that was on in the morning.
I used to rush home to watch Judge Mathis at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Used to watch a lot of Jerry Springer, Toxic Shit, Maury, yeah. Not the Father.
He was on some bullshit.
Yeah, maybe that's almost some bullshit today.
You grew. You're growing. You're growing.
Is there anything that you want the viewer, your fans,
mm-hmm.
is there anything that you want them to know before we get up out of here?
Stay tuned. Saturday music on the way. I'm just super excited. Also, just look out for the merch. I got twerk outs on the way. Instant Sweat. You guys can shop now. Bundle deals.
Instant Sweat.
Instant Sweat. I got... Just a lot of different businesses going on, but the twerk outs is on the way. I'm about to do like a tour teaching girls how to twerk. So, yeah.
Well, you better do it before you get too old, baby. Them knees start to hurt, you know.
My knees been hurting for so long. In the winter. I used to just drop down into splits, so my knees been hurting for a long time. They gonna hurt.
Well, if you gonna do it, I suggest you make haste.
Man, you already know what's going on.
I do know what's going on. That's why I say I suggest
you know you make haste. But what I'm trying to say is that fast. No, it's like this the whole thing. When it comes down to that, I feel like timing is everything. And now I'm like with my mindset, everything that I got going on, my mindset is not to take twerking to the next level. You feel me? I'm doing twerk outs with that. It's to make it more of a, not make it as sexualized as I had made it. You feel me? And really market it to where I can go on the news and it can be about women empowerment and them actually losing weight and making their body better. You feel me?
You came in here earlier talking about you was hungry and you said, I love food.
I love food.
Love food.
I love food.
What's your favorite food?
Like macaroni and cheese with hot sauce.
Get the hell up out of this motherfucker. Man, we about to close this shit out, Josh.
I go to...
She over here tripping, man.
You said my favorite food. Macaroni and cheese and hot sauce. You didn't say meal. You said, like, food. That's
some pregnant woman shit. I want some macaroni and cheese and hot sauce.
Tabasco. But, like, I eat all different types of foods. That's why I'm telling you, as long as it's good, like, I can go to... I just don't eat, like, sushi. I like oysters. I like
why not? Why don't you like sushi?
I haven't got into that.
Man, we got to go eat some. You got to...
And you talking about not cook, like, the raw? Raw.
There's some good... Yeah, for sure.
That's
spicy
not
what... Tuna, hey, you'll like that spicy tuna, man. It don't taste fishy.
I'll try it.
Yeah, it don't taste fishy.
I'll try it.
Cream cheese in there, sesame seed, man. Get you a little bit of wasabi, put some in the soy sauce, man. Grab your chopsticks and get to eating.
Yeah, so I'm expanding my taste buds, just like I'm expanding my career with my music and not my knees, so you don't got to worry about my knees going out on me.
Yeah. That's why I've
been doing this. That chapter has been going on for so long. Like, it's all about me elevating. That's already been done for me. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, yeah, twerk out on the way. Twerk out in my music is my main focus. Like, the needs is not the
twerk
way.
Twerk out needs to hurry.
Twerk out has been going on for a while, but it's
I'm
just me going
needs
to twerk.
To hurry
gone. You don't
make it to where you ain't got to really do it no more. Your program still run because it's only going to be so long, baby, that you know you can, you even mentally want to do it. Like you said, you already getting to the point to where you're like,
mentally it's just marketing. You can do, I can record a twerk out in one day. One day I can record
and
all of
it. Classic.
I can record all the scenes for enough content for 2 months. You feel me? It's all about
you. Like I said, you could drop one and it could be a classic to where people have always stuck to that one.
I'm saying it's just all about moving smarter, not working harder. You feel me? So it's like
that's what I'm telling you. Make haste.
Yeah, that's why you think we here.
Chop.
Why you think we here? I wasn't doing interviews or nothing. It's just more about me having to understand, like, timing is everything, like I was telling you. I'm not trying to procrastinate on anything I got going on.
You'd be fun as a co-host. For real. You'd be fun to do some content with, for sure.
Let's work.
You got to take my number down, Will. I think we could do some content. I think we got some, because you like to ask a lot of fucking questions.
Yeah, and you
in
like
the middle
you,
of you
and you
questions.
Low-key like to answer questions.
I do.
But then you understand that you're the interviewer, so you like, hold up.
I snatch you
don't
right back.
Don't go there.
Yeah, I snatch you right back.
Interviewer 101. So yeah, for sure. Hey, I definitely would love to work with you. I like your personality. You're a good person.
You'll come learn from the best.
For sure.
I got you. We're gonna put it together. I appreciate you for coming.
I appreciate your time.
You're gonna come back. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate your presence.
Yeah, I appreciate yours, baby. I'm happy to be alive the same time that you are.
What haste?
The Sharp Tank. No Jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. Hey, Josh, shoot us out the motherfucking gym.